Hey everybody, welcome to my second video of the year. It's not always about price with Bitcoin, but we're going to go back to the good old trustworthy Bitcoin power trend line, analyzing it with percentile bands. That is roughly the same thing as standard deviation, basically how often the price trends in a particular area to get us a better overall bird's eye picture of where we are. And why do I want to do this today? Because, of course, yesterday, after 10 long years, starting with the Winklevoss twins in 2013, they have finally approved a Bitcoin ETF. Of course, this is, you know, not really that big a deal for those of us that are all about sound money and taking control of your assets and making sure that you can hold Bitcoin securely and hopefully in a multi-sig fashion, hopefully across many jurisdictions and safely and using all the benefits that Bitcoin can offer. An ETF, of course, is no big deal as far as that goes. Yes, it does, of course, add institutional exposure, but it doesn't help at all with network decentralization or security. It does, of course, give us the nod from regulators that Bitcoin is more and more okay and more accepted. But again, that's not really the point of Bitcoin. So just to put that out there, again, everybody knows my point of view on that stuff. But yeah, it still helps to look at the price chart every once in a while and see where we are in light of recent events. So we've talked about this many, many times. Here's the power percentile, the power trend line. 95% R squared. And let's just zoom into the last couple of years, okay? So we see that we're just starting to get into the red zone or between the blue zone and the red zone. Remember, anything inside of the blue bands is a one standard deviation event, meaning it's pretty standard, okay? Two-thirds of the time, you're going to be inside of the blue bands. And when you go outside of the red bands, that is a 95 or a 2 sigma event or a 95 percentile event, where the inverse of that, basically 5%, is when that occurs. So we haven't really hit that except for the pain a year ago from the FTX bankruptcy. Remember all the drama, all the talking heads, all the people that told you that Bitcoin was going to fail, all the people that thought they understood how Bitcoin works, bumped along the 2 sigma down just a little bit here in January 2023, and over the course of the last year until now, it's up. But interestingly, even with the fake SEC posting of approval of the ETF a couple days ago, and all the crazy price action and all the crazy talking heads, how this is just such a madness for the markets, you know, whether it's approved, not approved, the ETF, whatever. Look, we are still below the all-time trend line of 95% R squared of $63,000 per Bitcoin. All right. So as of right now, January 11th, 2024, price is around $46,500 per Bitcoin. That is still below the all-time trend of $63,000. Okay, we are above the one sigma and, of course, the two sigma, but the one sigma down is 31,000. So we're comfortably, you know, $15,000 or so with a buffer inside of a very normal range for Bitcoin. Very normal, certainly on the uptrend, certainly not what it was in end of 2021 and all of 2022, which was a downtrend. We are back up again following the normal trend line and within a one sigma move. That is, two-thirds of the time, the price is always going to be between, just statistically, it's going to be between this blue dotted line. Let's pull it out just a little bit more to the next year. We got the halving coming up this year in April, approximately. The trend line here, which is the 95% R squared power regression, which is how Bitcoin moves, not linearly, not logarithmically, not exponentially, it moves on a power law curve. So that power law regression, if we look out to April 2024, which is just a couple months from now, $70,000 per Bitcoin. That's the trend line. All right, so we're still well under that as of today. $70,000 per Bitcoin. And if we start to go out to, you know, our presumable four-year cycle, we go out somewhere in 2025, mid-2025, even late 2025, the trend line itself is $120,000 per Bitcoin. And then if we start to boom to the upside, well, when we go outside of that one standard move, $267,000 per Bitcoin, and we get to the two standard deviation move up, which is very, very rare, $790,000 per Bitcoin. That's roughly how it looks for the next cycle. And again, when did we hit two standard up? We hit it once in 2011, over $30. We hit it, you could say, twice in 2013 at $200 and then at $1,300 per Bitcoin, and once in 2017 at $20,000 per Bitcoin. All right, so if the four-year cycle, we did not hit it on the four-year cycle here in 2021. But those are the numbers, basically. Let's just, as we end the video, get the cursor out there to December 2025. These are the numbers. Again, it's not always about price with Bitcoin. It's about keeping the network secure, decentralized, and sovereign. Individuals running it, managing it, analyzing transactions, all the rest. Don't put too much faith in this ETF. Don't listen too much to the talking heads. But nonetheless, it is pretty interesting that finally, after 10 years, we got the Bitcoin ETF approved. Thanks for watching.